Emmatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some healing work with everyone, and just kind of sit back and relax. The light beings from the Creation Light Ship will do this all for you. So what we'd like you to do is, if you haven't done so, just click on Creation Light Ship, and scroll down, and you may want to go on Fast Chat tonight. So if you do click on Fast Chat, it's just the very last line underneath the blinking flower, just above the light beam. And then you want to minimize that and then scroll down a little bit further so that the light beam is present. And then maximize it so you can have them both up on your screen. And what we're going to do tonight is some healing. We're first going to do some chakra alignments for everybody. So I'll be monitoring the Fast Chat here maybe every couple minutes to see if anybody has... wants to say hi or anything here. So here we go. Thank you, Larry, for love and gratitude is what he's saying here. Send the message to the Creation Light Ship. Wonderful. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. We're going to go to your heart center here and going to just move that around to where it needs to be. The light beings know how to do this perfectly. And that's centered fine for everyone. And now we're going to your throat chakra, chakra number 5, perfect. Now we're going to go to your third eye. There we go. And they never work with the seventh chakra because that's not needed. We mainly work with the body energies down here. And normally always the seventh chakra is perfect. So now we're going to go down to your power chakra, solar plexus, and reposition that for everyone here. There we go. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Great. And so now what we're going to do is go through and open up your chakras if you wish to. You probably want to be in a quiet location, though, and not having any background noise there because sometimes you become a little too sensitive. So this will help you energize your body, and it'll bring some energies into you here so and help with your healing. So we'll go to the heart center first. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. So your chakra now is about body width. Now we're going to go to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now go to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go back down to your solar plexus, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, there we go. So I'll just say hi to Larry and Kyle, who's on Fast Chat here. A little hard for me to type at the same time I'm talking and doing this work. So, and Sylvia might be having a night off here. We'll find out a little bit later on here. So you should feel a little more relaxed and energized. What we're going to do now is, I think we'll do some water charging for you people. That hasn't been done for a while, so I'll just talk here. So I'd like all of you to go out and get a little glass of water, like 8 ounces is very adequate. And I'll just let you go get that right now. And I'll just describe the water charging. The water charging, what the light beings do is put in special light frequency into your water, special coatings, and this will help you to detoxify your body. It'll help your bodies integrate more light energy, your cells. So, and it does many, many things. If you don't drink all of it, you might put some of that water into your bath water tonight. Normally, half a cup or so is adequate. So you might just save half of what you're drinking for your bath water. Just experiment with that. And what I do is I'll take the water and fill the bathtub up maybe about 6 inches high, have my feet in there, then I'll just dump the water in, and you can feel the water energize almost instantly. So if you all have the water now and you have a light beam in front of you, it should be scrolled down on your screen. We're going to have her energize the water for you. So we're going to bring in this beautiful energy now of the light beam, activate her photograph here. So she's coming in now, and like I always say, she becomes typically three-dimensional, and she'll start to radiate more of this beautiful light energy as she comes in. Her eyes will tend to look at you now, And she would look like she's actually a living photograph, which is what she is. So here we go. She's changing now a little bit here. It's very subtle. You can probably put your hand in front of the screen and actually feel the energy presence from her. And you might move it off your screen a little bit or just alongside, or you can feel the difference of the energy as you put your hand directly in front of her. And normally, you know, like about 6 inches away is very adequate. So she'll be filling your room full of her beautiful love energy. And the light chip works through the heart energy. This is how they work. They connect heart to heart. So since we have our heart chakra is opened up now, we're going to do this beautiful water charging for you. So there's probably enough time for everybody. So just have your glass of water. This will also work on the archives. So if you're listening to it on the archives, this will definitely work. So take your glass of water now and just put it in front of you. And I'm doing mine right now. And put one hand on each side of the water. And she's going to now connect to your heart center. You may feel tingles in your body. You might feel energy flowing through your body from your heart into your shoulders, down your arms, into your palms and fingers. And she's going to start in about 5 seconds as she's connecting to everyone here. There now she says she's connected. And you may just feel this beautiful presence of love flowing through you. And this is what she's doing right now, is energizing your water. And this takes maybe 15, 20 seconds or so here. So you might kind of pay attention, if you can, to what's happening. Some people are feelers, other people are not, but it's happening anyway, even if you can't feel. Like I say, about 1% of the men can feel, and if you're a man and you can feel energy, you're very blessed. And women are about 50-50. But regardless, if you feel or not, it's still working. So, the water now is energized. So I'd like you all to take a sip of your water or drink, whatever you choose to do here, and just see how it tastes. And I'm doing that right now myself. Hmm. Yeah, I have a lot of saliva left over after I drink the water, which is kind of unusual. So it's very, very, very good. If somebody would like to comment on the fast chat, what they experienced, I'll read that for everybody if you don't have it on your screen here. But it's very delightful. And what we're going to do next here is I'm kind of scanning you people to see maybe what you might be needing. It feels like heart energy is what everybody needs right now, maybe a way to release their frustrations. So we're going to have the light being bring in some peace energy for us here. And we'll bring that right into your room, right into your being. So again, what I'm going to do is put some music on again for tonight and just relax, sit back, kick back, and allow this beautiful energy to flow through you. So we'll be back probably in about 3 minutes or so. Let you have this really nice experience of this divine energy coming into your presence here. And also request healing if you need any healing. You know, request one or two things. Pretty wonderful right now. Energy is very high. My water is just very wet, silky smooth, very soft. So what we're going to do now is another type of healing. And in fact, I'll just talk about water charging. I do a special session for everyone, which is on Wednesday nights. It's a one-half-hour light ship healing. And then after that, for almost an hour before the radio show here on Wednesdays, we do water charging, and we have normally 7 gallons of water during that time to charge up. So you're able to have 1 gallon for each day. And it's a one-month plan, and the fee on it is $60. So if you're interested in having this divinely charged water to help you out for the whole month, this costs $60 to do so, and I have a special conference line that that's on. So if you like what you're drinking now, you might want to consider that, because it does give you a lot of healing just by drinking that water. Remember, your body's made up of mainly water anyway, so when you have this blessed water, it definitely can help you. So we're going into another healing session right now, and let's see. I'm going to bring in the... I'm going to bring in Janina. She comes in off and on during this program into the light beam, but I'm going to bring her in. She's requesting that. So we're going to ask this light beam now to leave. That's in here, and we bless her for coming. And we're now going to bring in Janina, who's the commander who I work side-by-side with. And she's going to bring her frequency in for us to experience her. When I bring her into rooms with people, when I go to conferences and expos, and people sometimes are crying because her energy is so soft, and she goes right to your heart center, and then with that connection, then she'll scan your body and just start doing healings on you. So she's coming in right now, and I can feel her frequency changing a little bit. You might feel that yourself as she comes into your room. Very, very beautiful light beam. And here she is. And she has a tremendous amount of love energy that she may actually feel right now. And she's going to bring in now her team of doctors that she works with, that I work with also. And these are going to be the female energies coming in. And what they're going to do for you, I'll always give you a little treat. They'll do like a little skin work on you, do like a little facial for a couple of minutes here. I do a 1 hour, actually it's 2 hours of this if you wanted to have this done in a special session where they can work with your skin. They can do a little bit of skin tightening. They can maybe shrink some of your pores. They can work with your pigment. They work with your hair. So she's coming in right now. And for myself, I'm feeling my face kind of heating up. So you may feel that too. And I'm also feeling my cheeks being sucked in. So this is my experience right now. So they're coming in to do this work for everyone here. So kind of every question is out of your head, what you may like here for a healing on your skin. Normally they work with the face. They can't work with your arms. So just request a healing. Remember, don't go overboard because they try to just do what they can. And you don't want to be too greedy naturally. Just request maybe one or two things. And they're going to work with you right now. So we'll put some music on, and you can enjoy this here for the next few minutes here. wonderful for me. I hope it was great for all of you, too. Just very, very nice to experience this wonderful energy here. So what we're going to do next is we'll leave them in the room here so that you can experience their beautiful divine energy. And I'm going to go to the fast chat here. And it looks like Sylvia kind of asked about other people being, biased, I guess. Is that a reflection, on us? Well, in a sense it would be. It just depends how much you resonate with it. Remember, everything in our life is a reflection. So we're here to experience and experience, but there's different intensities of that. So, like I said, to help you release energies, if you feel something happening and it's maybe somebody is maybe being a jerk or something and you're kind of put off by that, it may not be a reflection of you. It's just how you're kind of relating to their energy. And like I said, the one way to help yourself through this reflection, we'll say, is just to sit like in a shopping mall and kind of just watch people and see what resonates with you and them and kind of what pushes your buttons, and then ask your body to release that energy from it. Because remember, it's just energy blocks that your body's pointing out to you, and they could be stored anywhere in your body. And sometime in your life, you're going to be experiencing that that blocked energy, which could be an illness or something worse. So you definitely want to help yourself release these energies. This is why I do emotional clearings. And that's, like I say all the time, this is the best thing I can do for everybody, is this clearing of emotions to get rid of the densities in this lifetime that you have dealt with so far. And if you haven't dealt with them at all, they'll keep recycling because they came up once. And they're kind of out of the bag, and they're going to be there until you eliminate them. And your body is there to help you in this process by bringing them up forward. So it's not that it's really bad to have emotional situations. The body sees it as a way to help you to get in touch with those problems that you're dealing with so the body can heal. But what happens is we don't understand that. And so the body goes nuts. They didn't get the lesson the first time or this experience, so now we're going to bring it up again, and it'll come up again and again. Remember, it's being like transmitted in your auric field, like in your psychic billboard. And so everybody who's reading that will see what your issues are, and they'll come over to you and express those issues. And typically, they're mainly negative to us, because there are energies from the past that are blocked in us. You know, there are, you know, naturally positive issues too, but mainly we sort of remember all the negative ones, and the positive ones kind of go by the wayside. So let's see here. What else do we have on Fast Chat here? And Kyle says he's feeling a lot of energy moving around him, which is true. Yeah, that happens when the light beams come in. They tend to release the energy, so just be open to that. With these healings, there's really nothing for you to do because they're doing it all for you. We're so used to having healings on the earth plane here, and we have to work it out. You know, no pain, no gain, or try to figure things out. That's not the way the divine works. They strictly come in and fix and do what they can do to help you. So this is what the light ship is here to do, is to bring you back into spiritual wholeness for the ascension process. And so they're doing what they can do for everybody listening now. And it will go probably as far as what you basically instruct them to do. They will never go against your free will. So let's see. What we're going to do is bring in another energy into your room here. And I'm seeing the energy of like a rainbow. So if you don't know about this, the rainbow was changed, I'd say, probably about 3 years ago. The light ship did this one day. They told me about it, and lo and behold, I looked up in the sky, and the sky in Mount Shasta here was a very gloomy day. You couldn't really see the sun, and all of a sudden the sky opened up, and a brand-new blue color appeared in the sky as they were bringing in different colors. And from then on, the rainbow was changed. If you look at a rainbow now, and you just get out a garden hose and put a fine mist out and watch it, you're going to notice that the bands of the rainbow are changed, that the bands between each one of them, there's a lot of separation between colors. The old rainbow, everything is kind of muddied, you know, because the frequency here had a lot of density. And the new rainbow, every color is very bright, vibrant, and fluorescent looking. So we're going to bring in this rainbow energy for us to experience now. So here it comes. I'll just use it for stronger, like I normally do for healings, to invoke the energy. So here comes the brand new rainbow. This is transported to you from the light ship directly. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just kind of sense that here. Looks like I have a couple comments here about inner, I guess, beings inside the earth. I'm assuming that's what it is. I don't know. I'm just strictly on the healing aspect. So I don't have a lot of that information. I'm mainly focused strictly on healing people. So a lot of the political aspects and things like that I don't really get into. Or I don't get into other extraterrestrial races, if they're good or bad or anything like that. I'm just here to help people do healing. So let's see here. Let's see. How does your spirit clear entities? That's a good one from Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. Okay, your spirit can release them from you, but you have to command it to do this. Remember, every command of healing or demand or asking, in a sense, should be a command. It can't be really wishy-washy. So you have to just command your spirit, you know, just say, Spirit, I want you to release entities out of me. And, you know, I need it done now. And at that point, your spirit could help you do this here. And you may, before that, go into your heart center and ask your spirit what you can do consciously to help, okay? What I do is I actually physically see them energetically, and I just, like, pull them out of people. So it's like reaching your hand in a sense, to somebody and pulling these energies out. And then once they're released, they're released, and at that point, they're gone. So this is what I do for that. As far as yourself, your spirit is what you have. That's your divine connection. So this is how you want to work with your spirit. Remember, your spirit can heal you, so you would need to ask for healings, you know, because that's your divine connection to, you know, who you really are. So, and what you want to eventually get to is where you're pretty calm, pretty peaceful, and have your heart sort of guide you, you know, being that beautiful energy of your heart center, and be in the observation mode. It doesn't mean that you have to give your life away to love, you know, or feeling that you're compelled to help everybody. It's just being centered in that energy of non-judgment. And that non-judgment energy is actually love energy. And then you're in the moment. And if you notice, our show's been on for about a half an hour. And for me, you know, I just got started talking. It feels like about 5 minutes. I remember hearing the two songs that I played, but they went by so fast that, you know, I'm kind of amazed that we're halfway through our show already. So we'll just continue on here. So where do they go, Tammy? I just clicked on the refresh button here. Okay, thank you, Tammy. These emotional bodies belong to the earth energy. The earth created your emotional body that interfaces with the physical body. And this emotional body is how the earth spirit is able to sense life on the surface. And since life on the surface here is supposed to be very beautiful, if you look around, all the trees and the animals, everything looks different. You know, we have everything here that you can think of if you just start thinking about it, the water, the air, all the elements, you know, and, you know, the fish and the, you know, if you're able to be around that. If you're a city person, it may be a little different, but there's like raccoons and naturally dogs and cats and beavers and all these things are here, and they're all experiencing life here, and so you're able to actually see them through your eyes. So your emotional body is what was initially brought forth and created for to experience love. And so it was, how much love are you receiving? And the earth spirit then would receive that love from you. Is it more love? That's great. It receives more love. Well, from that time to now, basically, the emotional body became a self-defense mechanism for us. So instead of having this process of love, it now kind of turned into, boy, what's going to happen to me next? Or why do I get upset so much? And it's just reacting to experiences that typically may be more negative than positive, okay? And this is why we need to clear it out of us, because these are all judgment energies. So instead of being love, where everything is perfect, the emotional body turned into like this large judgment energy, a body that samples if it's good or bad for us. So this is kind of what happened here. Let me look on the fast chat again here. Explain the purpose of creation. Okay, the purpose of the creation light chip. Initially, the source energy needed a way to express itself because it wanted to go out to the universe and do creations. So making it real simple, we'll just say the creations would be other planets and life forms on it. And so the creation light chip was created for that purpose, and everything that is created in the light is on that creation light ship as far as its original spiritual blueprint. And so, you know, if you go back in time, eons of time, it's there if it was created in the light. So it's able to have like a database of everything that was ever created. And it naturally created you because you're on that database. And so the purpose is to do creations, and it creates and creates and creates. Whatever is needed, it will create that. And then every 2,000 years, because there's so much out there in creation, and the dark side, which is not created by the light, another life form that does not have souls, and that's the difference between the light and the dark, is that the dark is soulless, typically, and the light has souls. I'll use the word spirit instead. In the light ship, everything is a spirit as it goes up there. So everything with the spirit was created by the light. And the other energies, the negativity, the darkness, doesn't have that. So it needs the light to live on. So it wants to come into the experience of light without having a spirit slash soul inside of it. So what happens is that we have a lot of problems on, say, this planet here, for instance, with the darkness that's here. And every 2,000 years, light ship comes, and it dematerializes the complete universe, just like you're being dematerialized right now, continuously, because you're vibration. And another way to look at it, you go, gee, I don't really believe that too much. Well, just think, you go to sleep tonight, and you have expectations, maybe. You're assuming that you're going to wake up tomorrow in your bed, okay, and start the next day off. Well, that time left you, okay? And so your body, in a sense, I'm not saying this is 100% true, but just as an example, during your sleeping time, which we'll say is maybe 6 to 8 hours, something like that. We'll just say 8 hours typically. You're not here, okay? And so you are, in a sense, nowhere. And so, but then you get turned back on again. So what's going to happen is, with that same premise there, is that the light ship will turn off the complete energy of the universe, just like you do when you go to sleep. You don't have any recall of where you've been, okay? And at that point, the darkness will drop away, and the light will regain its territory. It'll bring everything back into the light. And then from there, everything gets recreated over again according to its perfect divine spiritual blueprint. So the advantage of the ascension process, which is what Jesus taught, is the fact that you're able to bring your physical body with you to another dimension. So just think of going to sleep tonight, and the ascension time happens, and you wake up the next day, and you're on maybe a new earth. Maybe it looks like this one here, and it's just very, very beautiful, and there's no negativity here. and that's how quick the thing's going to change. So that's kind of the process here. So let me just kind of read, hope that answered your question here. So this is the ascension process. If you don't ascend, which means your physical body, then it just won't exist any longer. It'll still have a spiritual blueprint, but it won't be materialized, okay? So your advantage is to bring your body with you to a higher consciousness. And not everybody on the planet is going to ascend. The New Agers talk about, you know, which I've read different places, that everybody's going to be ascending and et cetera. No, that's not true. If it was true, it would have happened when Jesus came here, you know, 2,000 years ago. And so basically you have to be awakened enough to and love your body enough to want to take it with you to a higher consciousness. So what will happen is people go, oh, man, what about my father, what about my mother, my children? You know, you won't even know about them. If you don't take your body with you, then you're going to just wake up, in a sense, and have another body to go into. So you're freed from this earthly plane, and you go into another dimension, which is your choice, and find another life form. And then you're in that. And the advantage is that you can take your body with you in the ascension time. Oop, I think we have a caller here.
Hello, Ron. This is
Hi,
Brian.
Who's this?
This is Brian from Indiana.
Hi, Brian from Indiana.
How you doing?
Very well.
My question is if you can bring in some angelic light.
Sure. Would you like that?
Sure.
Okay, so we'll bring
Knock
in the angel
Knock
energies now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. So I'm going to go to the light ship right now and bring in these original spiritual blueprints. So what I will say, there is a difference on the energies that are brought in. What I bring in is the original creation energy, like I mentioned, the blueprint of these here. So this is the finest, highest frequency energies. If they're brought in from the Galactic Federation, at that point they're mainly diluted quite a bit because the Federation is not in light 100%. So I think they're about 38% in the light. So hypothetically, you get 38% light, and then the difference of that would be, 62% darkness. So that's what you get. And that's all they can hold right now. And it's your choice to hold more, just like it's your choice to want to work on yourself. So it's the same process. So here we go. We're going to bring in this angelic energy from the creation light ship. And this is the angelic energies here coming. And I'll use the word stronger to bring them in. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So let's answer two questions here before I put the music on so you can experience this nice, beautiful energy. Let's see. The first thing is from Kyle. He wants to know if your spirit, would like to take the body with us. Yes, the spirit is here is prepared to do that. It's up to you to clean your body out enough to bring your spirit more fully into you, so it can do that. So that is yes. Okay. And next one is, so the light beings did not go through the evolutionary ladder. Yeah, basically yes, that's true. The light beings were not created to incarnate. They're just created to help people out at the end of the cycles, yes. And so either you're created as, everything is created for something, and they're created to stay where they are to help us out at the end of each 2,000-year cycle. The healing ones that we work with up on the light ship, this is their first incarnation on the light ship, and then they'll be going out, going to their home base energy and never return to the light ship. So what we're seeing now on the light ship for healings, along with the light beings, are individual creations, say people, beings, that are there to help us. And then after the ascension process, where the whole universe gets turned off and recreated and put back on again, they will be off the light ship to do their experience just like you're doing yourself. So I'm going to bring in some of that angelic energy stronger here, and then we'll put the music on. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so here comes some music here, and Just enjoy this beautiful energy coming into your room now. Peaceful for me. So what we're going to do now is ask to have this beautiful peace energy come in again. So here it comes. So I'm going to bring in love energy and divine compassion here for us all to experience tonight. So, and these light beings will also be transmitting their love energy to your heart center. So you should be feeling pretty relaxed here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We have a question here from Kyle. I'm wondering if our blueprint is perfect. Yes, it's always perfect on the creation light ship. And like I mentioned, when people go to that for healing, at times they will actually see up there, like one lady saw her her male friend who was missing a leg, and he was up there walking around with his legs. So he was created in wholeness up there. But the emotional trauma, et cetera, was released, you know, was around here. So, you know, when he came back each time, he did not have the leg. So this is what I want to work on myself to do this. This is what my dream is here, to go to like the VA hospitals and to materialize like I do on the light ship, which is what I teach, how to materialize physical body parts for people. So that's kind of what my dream would be in this lifetime, is to help the ones from the war who don't feel whole and complete and worthless because they lost, you know, some of their body parts, etc. So, yes, so your blueprint is definitely perfect, even though it may not seem perfect here on the light ship, it is. And then from there, we're talking about your physical body, okay? So if you're asking, the question is, you know, if I don't feel whole and complete right now, will I be whole and complete after the ascension? Yes, you will be. If you're missing, like, say, your tonsils or anything like that, it will be created instantly for you in perfection after the ascension process. And let's see what else we have here. Let's see. Yes, we're talking about past life reviews here in a sense, I guess, and how you view other lifetimes. Yes, you'd be able to. This is after the ascension. So what it's going to be like is like you're going to have a recall of the past. Naturally, the trauma won't be there because you know, all you're going to have is love energy. So you're going to be able to probably communicate to others, kind of like sitting around a large table. And this is the gift, is to talk about your last incarnation and how beautiful the earth was here. The negativity won't be here, but you can talk about how the old earth used to be. You might have glimpses, possibly, I don't know, of how negative it was and that you shouldn't go into negativity any longer, but basically you're going to be like a storyteller. And this is the advantage. Now, let's just say that you ascended and your neighbor didn't, okay? But all of a sudden, your neighbor wanted to come to the new earth where you were, and so because it chose to go to that new creation. So it would come in here or to that location in a body that it would choose to pick. So let's just say that hypothetically, everybody looks like earthlings who are from the old earth, and maybe the new people have, let's just say, three legs, okay? That was created, and that's who wanted to be there. So you're going to be noticed that you only have two legs, and the new people may have three legs, and this is the body that this person would take on. But they wouldn't have any remembrance of their past, where you're going to have full remembrance, and that's the advantage of the ascension process. So the spirits always leave after each ascension process, after each universal shift, and they're completely in wholeness, so there's nothing to fear about it. If you know, you look at the most of the planet here who won't be ascending, because they're not working on themselves to bring in spirit energy. And like I tell everybody, you know, it's not, you know, that they go, gee, how come this is going to happen? You know, I go, well, you have to be in your body. You're in your body when you're first born. So that's the key for ascension. You have to have your spirit with you. And it's not the creation's light ship's responsibility to get you into your body. It's your own. This is your gift. Your body is a gift. So you need to know to get back into your body. And so the ones that can be in their body enough to do the ascension will be the ones that ascend. And this is kind of what happens here, is that you have to do that. And you have to be responsible, and this is what happens. So let me read another statement from Kyle here. Do we come down here for the experience mainly? Yeah, everything is an experience. So when you first came here, you typically had your bus ticket to the Earth, and somehow you thought you had a two-way ticket, but it ended up being a one-way ticket, and the dark side held you captive here. So this is why you have past lives here. You talk to anybody, and they know, yeah, I've been here for a long time. Well, they don't always say, yeah, this is my first lifetime. Ask anybody. They're going to say, I feel like I've been here for a long time. Well, on other planets, you're only here for one time, and then you get the chance to leave, because why would you want to be stuck in one place? So that's, kind of like a no-brainer. So, you are here to experience life. That's why you came here. You didn't come here to experience spiritual lessons or to know how to be more spiritual or anything else. That's the dark side's interpretations to the New Age teachings, that you're here to work out lessons and karma. That's not the divine being that way. That's definitely a misnomer, a big spiritual lie that people have perpetrated throughout eons of time here. But it's very rational. So, people can believe it, but you're just stuck here because the dark side wants to take your energy. So we're getting short on our time here. So we're going to bring in some beautiful white light energy for everybody right now as we sign off here. So light beam will be activated for the next half an hour. So I'll just leave her on your screen, and she'll give you some healing. So here comes some beautiful white light energy from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we'll have a show tomorrow night, same time, 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I hope to have all of you on board here, and we'll have some more healing, and we may go to the light ship tomorrow if we have enough time to do so. So this time, as you can tell, flies by really, really quickly. So what I'll say is blessings to all of you. You can connect with me through my email. Just scroll down underneath the light beam here, and you can connect with me that way. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. And enjoy this beautiful peace energy and the healings that we did tonight. And know that they're real, because they are. So signing off to you, and this is Ron Amatron, and have a wonderful evening.